Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 56 for Friday, September 9th. I'm Jean Marcus. The ACE Futures Canada canola market was 60 cents to $2 per ton stronger on Friday, with the November contract at $465 a ton. The market was propped up by sharp declines in the Canadian dollar. The loonie lost ground against its U.S. counterpart on Friday, tracking weakness in the crude oil market, which is bullish for canola, as it makes the commodity more appealing to international buyers. U.S. markets are also quietly providing underlying support. Investors in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans are reluctant to make any big moves ahead of key reports due out from the United States Department of Agriculture on Monday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn gained while wheat was mixed. Soybeans were up 3 to 5 cents, with the November contract up 3 at $9.80 a bushel. Soybeans advanced with data that shows strong export sales for the previous marketing year, as the 2016-17 year started on September 1st. Export sales for 2015-16 were 2% ahead of the previous year, the USDA said, which is bullish. However, ideas that upcoming reports will reflect bigger than expected yields for the oilseed limited advances into the weekend. Corn was up 2 to 3 cents with the December contract at $3.41 a bushel. Export sales reported by the USDA for the last marketing year were 2% ahead of the 2014-15 year, which propped up prices. Ideas that projected yields will be lower than previously thought added to the advances. However, gains in the US dollar put a lid on the market, as a stronger greenback makes the country's commodities less appealing to international buyers. Wheat was up half a cent to down 2, with the Chicago December contract down 2 at $4.03 a bushel. Wheat declined with a stronger U.S. dollar and a bearish supply and demand situation. However, stronger export sales on the week added to ideas that U.S. wheat is becoming more competitive internationally, which is bullish. Sales in the week ending September 1st were up noticeably from the previous week and 51% from the previous four-week average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, September 9th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.